Hi everyone. In this podcast, we will have a look at the poem Memorial, written by Colm Keegan. Before you continue with the podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Subject matter. Memorial is a moving poem about the death of a young man and how his family grieve at the gruesome murder scene where his badly beaten body was discovered. The poem reveals the barbarity that is inflicted on the victim, who is viciously attacked and his body disposed of in a drainage ditch. It is a bleak poem, raw in places, and filled with contrasts between life and death, hatred and love, light and darkness. Theme. The poem is located in a suburban setting and explores the remorselessness and brutality of gangland violence. The poet writes the poem as a memorial to all victims of violence whose lives are ended in such a brutal manner, while their families and friends live with the heartache of their sudden loss. Keegan has in mind all the young men who have been stabbed or shot by gangs involved in the drug scene. The poem's title, Memorial, suggests how important it is that such young victims of violence are not remembered solely for their murders, but also for the love they shared within a family or with their friends. Quote 3. There are several very powerful and sometimes disturbing images in this poem. Select any three that you think are descriptive, shocking, sad, or even quite disturbing. Is there any image of tenderness or of love in the poem that you thought was particularly interesting? Imagery. It's impossible to read this poem and not be struck by the graphic and raw imagery used by Keegan. The poet certainly feels he has an important point to make about gang violence, and he doesn't hold back in conveying this message to us through vivid and raw imagery. The tactile images of the gang beating the victim are truly sickening. The gang pour blood and bits into your stomach, suggesting he was stabbed to death before his body was slid into a drainage ditch. The undignified disposal of the body shows a lack of respect for human life, but also the ruthlessness of gang culture. Images of weeds, crooked and unkept, however, suggest that the young man's life was not without its difficulties and challenges. These images contrast with images of spring, the reference to cowslips growing in the fields, and of emerging grass growth. It makes the terrible truth of the murder all the more difficult to bear, since the young victim would have been in the spring of his life and should have had many more years to experience and live with his friends and family. Language. Keegan's language is clearly descriptive and impactful. Language that impacts on our feelings can be referred to as emotive language. It is written to involve our emotions in a character or setting or situation. There is an interesting contrast between the more tender images of the mother untying the bouquet of flowers at the lamppost and the victim's body resting among the cowslips in the field. Images of waste ground and of wilted flowers suggest the wasted potential of this young victim who had his whole life ahead of him. We can also imagine the trauma the young man experienced as he screams and shrieks back from the men who pursue him with murderous intent past the lampposts and through the fields. Form. There are six stanzas in the poem. There is no pattern, no predictability in the number of lines in each stanzas, which varies between 5, 6, 8, and 10 lines in length. It is interesting the way Keegan begins the poem by narrating what happened after the victim's death. The flowers at the lamppost are a type of memorial. The tragic story of the death is told in reversed order, therefore. These events in chronological sequence begin at a house party where young people were enjoying each other's company and listening to music. However, in stanzas 1 and 2, we quickly realise that Keegan has begun the story at its end and moves in reverse order through the terrible series of events. For example, he brings us back to the murder scene where the body was disposed. We see the family stand around silently, no doubt in complete shock and disbelief at what has occurred. We then are immersed in the brawl that took place after the victim ran for his life from the party. The closing image of young, good-looking boys and girls has an innocence about it, when placed in contrast with the earlier images of brutality in the poem. The closing image leaves us with the sense that there were good days, special events, close friends in the life of the victim as well, and that he should not only be remembered for his untimely death, but also for the vibrancy of the life he once lived. Sound. Apart from the unpredictability in the stanza forms, there is also no rhyme pattern in the poem. This is a feature of free verse. There are, however, some dignified sounds and places. Listen to the alliteration in line 2, the blessed bouquet, tied to the lamppost. There is also a noticeable L sound in lines 3 and 4, to the last in the row of lampposts that shine their lights. This is a pleasant lyrical sound, which reminds us that, despite the darkness of the story, there are also special happy memories of the unfortunate victim, which should not be forgotten. There is also sibilance in line 12, the family standing around you silently. That hushed S sound respectfully captures the striking, shocked silence of the family as they all gather around their loved one's body. Tone and mood. Tone reflects the speaker's attitude to the poem's subject. We can clearly sense the poet's anger in the poem. It reminds us that poets have a clear purpose in mind when they write their poems. For people who think poems are irrelevant to us today, reading this poem by Cullum Keegan might change their mind. The issue explored by Keegan is deeply felt and very current. It is making a strong and memorable condemnation of gang violence, which tears communities apart and destroys the lives of young men and of their families and friends. The mood of the poem reflects how we feel having read the poem. Some students feel quite upset after reading this poem. The writing is so vivid and descriptive that we can visualise the horrific circumstances of the victim's death. We also feel so sorry for the family, especially the heartbroken mother who ties flowers in memory of her son around the lamppost nearest the waste ground, the site of her son's murder. Personal response. What do you think was your strongest feeling on reading this poem? Sadness, anger, shock, outrage, regret, powerlessness, fear, or hope? Do you think the poet had a clear purpose in mind in writing this poem? Has he succeeded in this purpose in your view? Would you agree that Keegan uses language very skillfully to evoke a particular response in you, the reader? If you could interview the poet about this poem, suggest 3 questions that you would ask him.